Our last speaker this morning is David S. McBride. David began his career in the insurance industry with Phoenix Mutual. 15 years ago, he moved over to National Life of Vermont. A year later, he became the general agent here in Utah for National Life. His firm, Sovereign Financial Group, organized in 1993, specializes in business and retirement planning and services over 10,000 clients in the Intermountain West. David and his wife, Kathy, have 5 children, 1 grandchild, and David is here today to share with us a story of significance. David.
I appreciate the opportunity to be with you. One of the most challenging things is to be the last speaker just before lunch. I hope today, as you take just a few moments, there have been some great speakers and some great messages that have been given. The topic of my presentation today is a life, a lesson, and a legacy. I'll tell you at the front end, I will probably get a little emotional. Some of you know my story. I got into the business in 1986, struggled, and had a good friend make a recommendation that I take a different look. I went and interviewed, did some research, and interviewed with 12 companies. 3 of those companies are longer in business. The first interview that I had ended up being the last interview that I had. And I joined that firm and was blessed to have mentor relationships throughout my career. Like you, as you got in the business, it was tough, it was difficult, and was challenging. And with a young family, things became very difficult. Again, opportunities to have mentors encircle you and help develop skill sets became paramount. In late 1988, my general agent suggested that I enroll in an LUTC class. That class was taught, and I'll reference him a little bit later in my talk. It became, 20 plus years later, perhaps the most important single thing that I have learned. I want to talk a little bit about my oldest daughter. Born in 1985, she was always ahead of the curve. She spoke early, she walked early, she skipped first or second grade? Second grade. We chuckled in first grade as they put her with a young Spanish student who didn't speak English to help him. She challenged her teachers consistently. She was involved in a number of activities in school, both orchestra and academics. She graduated from Utah State University, so hence the blue tie today, and it doesn't matter which blue you are. But we learned a great deal about some of the things and the opportunities that would come our way. Tragically, a year and a half ago, we had come down here for the state swim meet for 2 of our children. We spent 2 days with her. She stayed with some friends down here after the swim meet on Saturday night. It concluded. We had dinner and went home. And as she came home Sunday morning, I was hit and killed. Now, the reason I talk about why this is so significant, in this LUTC class, this is her as a little girl. Anyway, I'll just move forward here just a second. What we learned from her experience was that in this LUTC class in 1988, one of those assignments came from Mr. Wayne Gledhill. There were 18 students in the class. One of the assignments, and I had been going to this class, and at the time the LUTC classes were 3.5 hours long, once a week for 6 months. The assignments given, sometimes, at least I did, hurry up and fill them out the night before and finish them up. One specific assignment had an impact in me, and that was write a letter to your family should something happen and you never come home. I put that off, and one weekend went to the office, closed the door, and wrote a letter. Wrote a letter to my wife and to my two girls. And every year thereafter, I did that same thing. I'd lock myself in the office, and I would write my last letter. It is an emotional experience. You heard John Marshall Lee talk about what things are really important. What's the life? What's the lesson? And what's the legacy? These were the two when I started. These were the five as they grew. This was her in high school. A family trip to Hawaii. Time that will only now be a memory. She loved Audrey Hepburn. I don't know where she got this one from, but we loved it. This is my general agent with Phoenix Mutual. I went to him at critical junctures. This is Wayne Gledhill. When I went into this class and I wrote those letters, it had a profound impact. I made one mistake. That one mistake is that every year as I wrote that letter, what did I do with all the ones that I had previously written? They dealt with issues that I wanted for my children, wanted for my family, and they addressed pluses and minuses, concerns and issues that I had as a father. I destroyed those letters. I shredded them and then kept a new one every year. When we got news of Adrienne's passing and the events that took place over the next couple days, I pulled out that letter. That letter became the premise for my remarks at her funeral. And to this day, my one regret is that I did not share those letters with my children. And I did not have the capacity to repeat 17 or 18 years worth of letters to let them know how I feel. That impact of that LUTC class and an agent, a mentor, a general agent, a manager who sought for my best good, who wanted to make my opportunity in my life and my career significant, took time. So now as you move forward, not an easy task. We leave today, we've heard great things about communication, we hear great tax ideas, we learn how to sell life insurance. I have been told early by this same general agent that you never get converted to the life insurance business until you deliver a death claim, not on annuities and not on equities. I have delivered over 24 death claims. The hardest death claim was my daughter's. We had purchased life insurance policies on all of the children to provide for missions and education and to help them get into a home and do all the things that we all dream and think about. Never did I anticipate that the life insurance proceeds that we have would be used for death. And as we gathered as a family, we had to make a decision. We didn't feel right about taking the money for ourselves. And that's not a statement about us. That's not a statement about us being better than anybody else. We wanted to have the life of Adrienne McBride mean something different. And we took and we established a scholarship fund. We have been privileged for 2 years to give away 2 scholarships a year. Adrienne was an English major. She loved words. She loved English. We did not find out till after she passed away. Sitting up in my den was an envelope from Utah State University. And I couldn't understand When she graduated, we wanted to come up and watch her do the procession and graduate and go through, and all she said was, "Daddy, that's not important right now. You can come up and I'll walk when I get my master's." After she passed away, I tore open that envelope. I didn't know. She had graduated with her degree in English, summa cum laude. Never said one word to us. We got words and letters of appreciation from professors about the impact. In fact, 2 days before she passed away, I marched downstairs at 2 a.m. and scolded her for staying up. And all she said was, "Dad, I've promised that I would help this student finish their dissertation and make recommendations." Professors had her grading master's thesis. We took those scholarship monies and we created 2 scholarships. One that would be an English-based scholarship. The other would be an at-need. And I don't know if you saw, there were 2 pictures up there of 2 particular groups of students. But the 2 that have had the most profound impact on our family, one is a young Hispanic lady, straight-A student until 10th grade. And the GPA literally went to about a 1.3. She had some challenges and difficulties in life, got pregnant, had a child, changed schools, came back and finished her senior year with a straight 4.0 while being a very young and having to grow up very quickly mother. As we met and interviewed her, we couldn't help but think of the opportunity that would come from a chance for this great young lady to go to college. We understand she has continued in her pursuits in education, and we're proud of that. Another student last year that was given a scholarship immigrated with his mother, spent a year in San Francisco, and moved to Salt Lake City. 3 weeks before he started his senior year in high school, his mother lost her job and moved back to San Francisco and left him here as a 17-year-old. He worked all summer. He paid $100 a month rent for a bedroom apartment. He ate top ramen noodles for his meals. And he supported himself for 1 full year so that he could graduate. His GPA from the 10th grade to the 12th grade went from 2.1 to 3.9. Every subject that he studied, with the exception of English, was better than 3.5. And as he made that change and learned the language, he will be the first person in his family to attend college. And so I simply say to you, as we stop and pause at this Taggart Symposium, as great people have taken time to come and share their gifts and their talents and their abilities, as we look at you who have the opportunity to have an impact in the lives of your clients, would you do me and our family one favor? I never understood the saying, "I would never wish this on my worst enemy." I've heard it. I never understood it till that Sunday morning at 11:30. My son called and said, "Dad, there's 2 police officers that need to talk to you." I never take my cell phone to church. I don't know why I did this day. It was the longest 10-minute wait. And when those two police officers got out of the car and walked up to the house, they said, "This is not good. This is not good." What we have been blessed with is the reflection and the memory and the perspective of a life that matters. I would only hope, and this is where the one favor comes in. I also fear that at times it becomes a little heavy. Because sometimes what we do when we talk about our business is it isn't always just about accumulation. It isn't always just about the good things. We will all face that issue of death. And we will all have the opportunity, if we've done our job the right way, to facilitate an orderly transfer. And my hope for you is that on your list of to-dos, that you'll take half a day in the next week and you'll set it on your calendar and you'll block it out and you'll go to your office or your home or wherever it is where you can have quiet solitude and you write a letter. You write a letter to your spouse or your significant other. You write a letter to your children. I promise you that it will have a very profound impact in a very good way. I made the comment yesterday to the dean when we had dinner that through this experience, it has caused me to pause and wish that in many circumstances and situations, I would have been a little bit softer. I would have been a little more quiet. I am grateful for the planning that was taught me about the miracle of life insurance. Because the two things we all lack at certain times in our lives are time and money. And there is only one product that will provide financial support for the lack of time and for the lack of money. Those scholarships that we have put in place are not for us. And they're not great because of us. But they give us an opportunity to pause and to remember our sweet Adrienne and think about the impact. I hope that you likewise do the same. Wayne and Frank. Thank you for taking time to mentor and to counsel and to lift. And sweetheart, thank you. As Mike Schlappy said today, we all need to thank our mothers. And for being Adrienne's mother, I love you. Thank you.